Next to the United States, with just 5 days to go until polling in the presidential election, the Democrat candidate Joe Biden has a solid lead nationally over Donald Trump in the opinion polls, but his advantage looks less assured in the key battleground states such as Florida and perhaps even Pennsylvania that will decide who ultimately wins the White House. Both candidates have been on the campaign trail this week.
One thing for sure is when we're together, we're toxic as ever. Make no mistake, all the roads lead to we shouldn't be together.
We're never going to lock down again. We locked down, we understood the disease, and now we're open for business. You get close, you wear a mask. Social distance, social distance. You know the bottom line, though? You're going to get better. You're going to get better. If I can get better, anybody can get better, and I got better fast.
Donald Trump has waved the white flag, abandoned our families, and surrendered to this virus. But the American people never give up. We never give in. And we surely don't cower. And neither will I.
Biden wants to terminate our travel bans and surge refugees from the most dangerous places in the world. He will open the floodgates to radical Islamic terrorism. Under the Biden plan, the horrifying attacks in France will come to our cities and our towns.
Donald Trump just had a super spreader event here again. They're spending more than just coronavirus. He's spreading division and discord. We need a president who's going to bring us together, not pull us apart.
The problem is we're not discussing all that screaming, yelling, not becoming a you.
And that US presidential election montage compiled by Killian Sherlock. We can talk to Niall Stanage now, White House columnist with the Hill News website. Hello, Niall. Thank you for talking to us. This, of course, is a national election, but I think as very many people are aware at the moment, it comes down to perhaps just a handful of key states which could swing it one way or the other. And that's where the candidates are concentrating their fire and their attention now in the final few days of campaigning.
Yes, pretty much so, Brian. I mean, Florida is the largest of all the swing states. And then you have this band of states across the so-called Rust Belt or Upper Midwest, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, states that Donald Trump won against expectations 4 years ago and that will be crucial again this time around.
Crucial also, of course, getting the vote out. And we know that huge numbers of Americans have already cast their votes. But there seems to be some caution as to reading too much into that in relation to what it might mean for the final result.
Yeah, I'm always cautious about extrapolating too much from early vote numbers. We are seeing a huge number of total votes, and there are some promising signs for Biden, like apparently strong turnout among young people. But in other Republican-leaning counties or areas, we're also seeing strong turnout. So I wouldn't certainly rush to draw any expansive conclusions just yet.
Talk to us a little bit about Florida, which I think is 29 electoral college votes are at play here. Mm. Even the opinion polls are suggesting that it's extremely tight there. If Donald Trump can hold Florida, he's in with a shout, isn't he? To the contrary, if Joe Biden takes it, perhaps Donald Trump's chances of returning to the White House will pretty well evaporate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If Biden wins Florida, it's really quite difficult to see a path to the 270 electoral college votes that Donald Trump needs. But Florida is probably the closest among the major swing states that we're talking about. There are all kinds of complicated reasons for that. The Latino vote in Florida is somewhat different to in other parts of the nation because of the presence of Cuban Americans in particular who wield political power, lean Republican. So it's a fascinating picture there and likely to be a race that's maybe decided by 1 or 2 percentage points.
What about the importance of the black vote in this election? I think it was widely suggested after the 2016 election that black voters didn't come out in the numbers that Hillary Clinton might have hoped for. What do you think is happening this time?
It's tricky to tell until election night, but you're right that that is an enormously important issue and an enormously important voting bloc. African Americans vote overwhelmingly for the Democratic Party, but the question is one of turnout primarily, whether the same number of people turn out. Obviously, when former President Obama was running, he clearly has enormous resonance in that community for obvious reasons. There was a fall off then to Hillary Clinton. The question is, can Joe Biden boost black turnout up even a percentage point or two, which would greatly improve his chances.
Do you think now, finally, that we'll have a result on election night, or could this go on for some days or even weeks?
In my judgment, we will only have a result on election night if it's very clear-cut and perhaps a strong Biden win. In the event of a close election, I would say you're quite plausibly looking to Thursday or Friday next week before you know for sure.
Niall Stanage of The Hill, as ever, thank you very much for talking to us on the programme.